Before the sentencing, a group of mostly Native women dressed in red gathered outside the courthouse carrying signs that said, "Honk for justice. We do not feel safe." Sarah Wiseman was one of them.
I think a lot of us feel like it could be us, too. These are our sisters. We have to look out for each other.
Wiseman is related to Veronica Abouchuk, one of the women Smith was convicted of killing. The jury also found Smith guilty in the death of another woman, Kathleen Jo Henry. Both were from small western Alaska villages, but struggled to survive in Anchorage. Smith told detectives he preyed upon them because they were vulnerable. Anchorage Superior Court Judge Kevin Saxby hopes the harsh sentence for Smith will be a deterrent.
Some people come to Alaska because it's an easy place to take advantage of people who live on the street.
Saxby reviewed a series of videos that came from a cell phone stolen from Smith by a sex worker. She copied the images, which Smith shot and narrated, and turned them over to police. It captured Kathleen Henry's last moments at a Midtown hotel as Smith tormented her.
She says, quote, "And you're alive and you die. And you're alive and you die. So I guess I need to stop this because the blood is getting to the floor."
Only the jury saw the video, but the whole courtroom heard the sound of Smith's voice as he said, "You live, you die," while pressing his fingers on and off her throat. The judge's description of the video brought sobs from Veronica Abouchuk's family as they sat in the courtroom. Abouchuk's daughter, Christy Grimaldi, told the court, "Since the trial, it's as if a heavy fog has descended on her life, but there are moments when she remembers her mother's full-hearted laughter, and others, like when a store clerk gave her two quarters for change. One had her birthday, and the other, her mother's."
"It was an insignificant moment that became significant to me. I feel her all around me, watching over me. No one can take that away. This experience has taught me so much and has shown me true love never dies."
She told the court Brian Smith was a sick human being, unable to comprehend the meaning of life.
"Forget the defendant's name and remember Veronica Rosaline Abouchuk and Kathleen Jo Henry."
Veronica Abouchuk's sister, Rena Sapp, says the sentencing brings relief for now, but
it's not done. This is not the end for Brian Smith. There are more.
Outside the court building before the sentencing, there was a large poster-sized sketch of a Native woman believed to be Brian Smith's third victim. Police found her photos on another one of his cell phones. She appears battered in the images, and it isn't clear if she's alive. The woman has yet to be identified, a reminder that there are likely more chapters to come.
"It was absolutely horrific. That man is a monster."
D. Matt Duncan was one of the jurors. He says he currently sees a therapist to help him cope with what he saw and heard during the trial. But he says it was an honor to serve on the jury, and he hopes this case opens people's eyes.
"I am very confident that there was a community of people that are involved in that behavior that Brian Smith is convicted for. And they are preying on defenseless women in our community. That needs a change."
Duncan says the jurors discussed amongst themselves how Smith has likely killed more women. And thanks in large part to a sex worker who stole his phone, he has now been stopped. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.